news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Saturday, shortly after noon on the East Coast, the Associated Press, followed quickly by the rest of the news world, called the race in Pennsylvania for Joe Biden. Those 20 Electoral College votes put the former vice president over the 270 votes needed to win the presidency.
Folks, I'm a proud Democrat, but I will govern as an American president. America has always been shaped by inflection points, by moments in time where we've made hard decisions about who we are and what we want to be. Lincoln in 1860, coming to save the Union. FDR in 1932, promising a beleaguered country a new deal. JFK in 1960, pledging a new frontier. And 12 years ago, when Barack Obama made history, he told us, yes, we can. Well, folks, we stand at an inflection point. We have an opportunity to defeat despair, to build a nation of prosperity and purpose. We can do it. I know we can.
Joe Biden already has big plans for his first day in office, beginning with a series of executive orders to reverse much of what Donald Trump put into place. But first, there's that other problem. Donald Trump still hasn't accepted publicly that he lost the 2020 presidential election. With no proof of their claims, Trump's campaign is planning a messaging blitz and pushing legal challenges designed to cast doubt on the results and delay their certification. And now come reports that he may hold rallies in the states he's contesting. Meanwhile, congressional Republicans have either been silent or urged Trump not to concede. Former President George W. Bush and Senator Mitt Romney are among the few Republicans who congratulated Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on their win. Meanwhile, Biden's transition team is now up and running with a new website at buildbackbetter.com. They've outlined four priority areas: COVID-19, economic recovery, racial equity, and climate change. On Monday morning, Biden announced his coronavirus advisory board, and Biden has already said that on day one, he would rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. But there's another hurdle to clear first. The nonpartisan Center for Presidential Transition sent a letter signed by Democratic and Republican experts in transitions calling on the General Services Administration to release the funds for the transition and open communications with the federal agencies the new administration will be staffing. But the administrator, a Trump appointee named Emily Murphy, will not affirm that Biden won the election. In normal times, a decisive election result would cause the administrator of the GSA to sign the official paperwork giving the incoming transition team access to government officials as well as millions of dollars in office space. But as of Monday morning, and after all major media outlets projected Biden as the clear winner, current GSA Administrator Emily Murphy has not and will not sign the letter. Oh, look at that. Emily Murphy's on Twitter, at GSA Emily. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. Now, despite Joe Biden's promises of a bold agenda, Democrats worry that his administration will only be able to go as far as Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell lets him. But that's not a done deal yet. Democrats still have a chance to send Moscow Mitch down to the minority if they can blow things out in Georgia on January 5th, when voters go back to the polls to settle both of the outstanding Senate races. If both John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock win their runoffs, the Senate would then be tied 50-50. In that case, the vice president is the tiebreaker. With Kamala Harris as VP, Democrats effectively take the majority, a necessity if Biden has any hope of successfully undoing Donald Trump's damage. But the Biden team is moving ahead. On Monday morning, Joe Biden announced his 13-member COVID-19 task force. And there's no time to waste, as we've now passed 10 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. Worldwide, there are more than 50 million cases. And we're breaking all kinds of records. On Sunday, the U.S. recorded 105,927 new cases, marking the fifth day in a row that new cases topped 100,000. And on Monday morning, we learned that Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson tested positive for COVID-19. He attended the election night party at the White House. So it was welcome news Monday morning that a vaccine candidate in development from Pfizer and BioNTech was found to be more than 90% effective against COVID-19 in a first interim analysis. They report this was a better rate than anticipated. And stocks rose sharply Monday morning on that news and, well, the news of a Biden-Harris victory. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.